From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Besieged Syrians receive much-needed aid. An agreement between the Syrian government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three towns besieged, leaving, by some news accounts, dozens to die of starvation. The humanitarian effort, the first supplies some of these towns have had for months, involved Medea, close to the Lebanese border, and Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province near Turkey. Abdelaziz El-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement.
The situation in Medea and other besieged areas are absolutely horrific. Like, you see the photos of kids and mothers and adults who are absolutely, like, starving to death. They are, like, on the edge of death because of the lack of food and medications.
Rebels have controlled Medea for months, and pro-government forces have blockaded the town of more than 40,000. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar al-Jafri, said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery, but denied there's any starvation.
The information concerning the humanitarian situation in Medea is based on false information and totally ignores the deterioration of the humanitarian situation in other areas besieged by armed terrorist groups.
He insists there is no shortage of humanitarian assistance in Medea. In Fua and Kafraya, the rebels have been responsible for sieges that left people there in need of urgent help. Nigeria's central bank, seeking to help its battered currency and conserve dwindling foreign reserves, has halted dollar sales to non-bank foreign exchange operators. The country, which relies on oil revenues for most of its foreign reserves, has been hammered by the sharp decline in the price of crude, now down to a 12-year low of about $32 a barrel. This is VOA News.